National Guard stays in Los Angeles as judge claims posse comitatus law violation. By Neil Monroe on September 2, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputies are clapping back at a federal judge in California who is trying to stop the National Guard's protection of ICE operations. The judge, Charles Breyer, is a senior United States District Judge of the United States District Court for the Northern District of California. He was nominated to the bench by President Bill Clinton in 1997. Breyer claimed that the National Guard troops are violating the 1878 Posse Comitatus law barring the use of soldiers in domestic policing actions. The decision declared that the president is creating a national police force from the National Guard and using them to improperly enforce federal law. In response, Bill S. Ailey, acting U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, stated, "The military will remain in Los Angeles." The judge, however, did not tell the guard to immediately withdraw to their barracks. Instead, he has allowed the guards to remain on their mission while his decision is appealed to higher courts. Watch, Trump, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground without National Guard. "The claim is a false narrative and a misleading injunction," S. Ailey wrote, adding, "The military has never engaged in direct law enforcement operations here in LA. They protect our federal employees, our property, so our federal agents can safely enforce federal laws in the face of the thugs being unleashed and encouraged by state and local politicians." Trump's ICE deputies have arrested more than 5,000 illegal migrants in California as the National Guard protected detention centers from mobs that are indirectly supported and funded by the state government. Ironically, the city's Democrat mayor, Karen Bass, is using military-style language to denounce the law enforcement effort. "The White House tried to invade the second-largest city in the country. That's illegal. Los Angeles will not buckle and we will not break. We will not be divided and we will not be defeated."